This week, Angela Merkel gave an address to the European Parliament. Lots of strong messages coming from her and defending her record as well over the years, both in terms of steadfastly defending her record on migration and suggesting then going forward an EU army, for example. What were the main issues you took out of her speech?
I think there's a number of points of note. First of all, Angela Merkel's statement in relation to a very aggressive and militaristic message. She talked about an EU army. Just compounded what Sinn Féin have been saying for several years, that the EU is intent on driving through a very militaristic agenda which doesn't have the support of citizens across Europe and certainly doesn't have the support of the Irish people. And our own government's position by joining PESCO and by aligning themselves with those forces within Europe that are intent on pursuing such a militaristic agenda is very regrettable and needs to be resisted by Irish people. Because let's remember, in the draft EU budget, there are billions of euros of EU funding that is intent to go towards this centralised, militarised agenda, while programmes such as the Common Agriculture Policy and Cohesion and others, programmes that have the support of citizens, are actually being proposed for reduction. So I think Angela Merkel's message has confirmed what we have been saying, that there are those at the heart of the EU project who intend to pursue this militaristic and very aggressive foreign policy agenda. And I think that should send very worrying signals, because I think that type of agenda and the rhetoric that we've heard from Angela Merkel have reinforced and provided scope for the growth of the far right that we've seen right across the EU. We've seen a lot of disillusionment from citizens in almost every member state with the body politic. Part of that disillusionment stems from a sense that people aren't being listened to. Well, people in Ireland have consistently said that they don't want to be part of any EU militarisation agenda. So it's up now to our government to stand up and say that the rhetoric of Angela Merkel isn't one that we share, and it's not something that we're going to participate in at an EU level, and we're not going to support EU funding being used for that type of an agenda.
Yeah, and it would see a considerable increase from an Irish perspective on military spending, which we probably haven't done in the past. And I think the Taoiseach has indicated earlier this year that he would be willing to increase that. But some people say that the Defence Forces need it, that we have Defence Forces sleeping in cars, etc., and that the equipment they have isn't up to scratch.
Well, there's two different points. One is whether or not our Defence Forces need additional funding, and absolutely they do. Our soldiers should be paid adequately, and they should have the right equipment, and they should have the adequate resources to be able to do their job. The second is whether or not we put those resources into an EU centralised military force. And in my view, that undermines Irish neutrality and undermines our standing in the world as somebody who is has a very positive and long-standing reputation for being able to intervene positively and progressively in international disputes. All of that would be undermined and has been undermined by our signing up to PESCO, which both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil pushed through the Dáil, you might remember, with very little public debate. So all of these things now need to be rolled back, because Angela Merkel has said quite clearly what it is that is the agenda at the heart of those who currently hold power within the European Union institutions, and that's deeply regrettable. On another note, I think, in passing judgment on Angela Merkel, since her election as Chancellor of Germany in 2005, she has been one of the chief architects of an austerity agenda and a set of economic policies which have caused devastation for millions of people across the EU, and especially in countries like Ireland. Europe, in particularly the Eurozone, has lost arguably a decade as a result of these policies that have been imposed under Angela Merkel's leadership. And in that sense, I don't think we will be too upset to see her exit the stage. But I think what's crucially important is that her policies leave with her. And one of the things that I've been incredibly concerned and disappointed about has been the Fine Gael endorsement of Angela Merkel's protege in Manfred Weber as the proposition for the next president of the European Commission. I think the last thing countries like Ireland need, in fact the last thing that the EU needs, is a right-wing German at the helm of the European Commission. I think it will send a very strong signal to citizens across Europe that leaders within the EU are not listening to them, and I think that would be very dangerous. I think what's needed at an EU level is a change of direction. I think the EU, if it is to survive and if it is to thrive, has to become more amenable and more responsive to the messages that they receive, not only from citizens but from national democratic outcomes. And unfortunately, what we've seen in the post-Brexit scenario has been some EU EU leaders, rather than hearing the messages that they've been consistently sent, have decided to pursue the agenda that they always intended to pursue anyway, only that they intend to do it faster and with even less democratic oversight than originally envisaged. That's not the EU that I believe the Irish people want to be part of.